Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to be talking about something that you may not like, but that's totally fine. We're going to be talking about routines, habits, and discipline. So don't turn this. If you clicked on it, it's for a reason. Let's keep that intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so the interesting thing that I keep coming up against and keep finding is that people oftentimes say like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have motivation. I can't get this done because I don't have accountability. It goes on. And it's really interesting to me because over the last, I think we're going into year five now of our business. So the interesting thing about motivation is it's not something that we need to expect from the world. It's definitely something that is fleeting. Motivation's awesome. Sometimes, but if you wait for motivation, you'll oftentimes find that it doesn't ever show up. And the interesting thing is, like, I see the same thing in like marriage. People will say like, oh, we just don't have passion anymore. But what they don't realize is passion is created. Passion is something that happens from habits and routines that we're in. The same thing is true with motivation. It's fleeting, but it also can be created by discipline and habits and routines. And so this is really interesting. And this was huge for me to really wrap my mind around. Basically, everyone says like, oh, I don't have a good routine. I don't have habits. I don't have, you know, a discipline that I follow. But the truth is you actually do. Whatever it is that you currently do when it's time to work or when you get to your computer, that is already your routine and your habits. And that's kind of hard to realize, like, oh my gosh, I do have habits and I do have a routine. It's just either getting you closer to your goal or it is doing absolutely nothing to move you towards your goal. And so while motivation is awesome for like getting started in the beginning, there comes a point where it starts to fade and you have to learn how to build it with habits and routines and action steps every single day. And so I'm looking at like my list of the habits that I take. I have five major categories, and the very first thing I do every morning is self-care. I take care of myself before I jump into anything else, before I have to be a mom, before I'm a wife, before I run into business. And the reason for that is because honestly, I want to make sure that I come to the day not empty. I come in full and I'm ready to give and love and support and give value. All of those things are so important, but I first and foremost have to take care of myself. That is a huge part of my routine that's made a huge difference in our business and in our lives. The second big thing I do every single day is I give value. For me, that looks like recording a YouTube video, publishing a YouTube video, both, recording a podcast, doing Facebook Lives for business owners, and basically putting out value on every single platform, creating lead magnets. I'm, you know, planning out some trainings. I do all of these things because when I start the day after self-care with giving value to everyone, now, of course, this is my business day, that is so powerful and it sets me up to be ready to ask for, you know, the sale. It sets me up to be ready for the rest of the day. And so that's the first thing I do when I hit my computer is I'm going to give value for almost a solid 2 hours. Then I ask for the sale. I drive the bottom line. I put out some products. I make some offers. I'm not scared to do that because it's an important part of moving your business forward. The fourth big thing I do is deliver with excellence. This is huge. And the last thing I do every day, and for me, this is the last because I could very easily get sucked into this and just do it all day, every day. It's self-education. I have to make sure that I do everything else first before I educate, or else I could literally just sit and read books all day, every day. In fact, there are a lot of weeks where I'll read 2 to 4 books in a week, but for the last, I think, 2 years, I've read 1 book per week, and that's been an incredible process, but it would be very easy for me to just sit and read all day, every day, and that wouldn't get anything done. And so I created this list of habits and disciplines that I want to get into, and I can't sit there waiting for motivation to come around. I think about this like I said, with passion and a marriage. You know, if you're sitting there waiting for passion to show up 6, 10, 20 years in, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's something that you have to create with choice. But if you walk into the kitchen and you see your significant other and you give them a big long smooch, is that going to start creating some passion? Yeah, absolutely. The same thing is true with work and with motivation in your work. You are going to have a lot of days, more days unmotivated than days that are motivated. And so when you hit your computer and it's time to work and you're like, oh my gosh, I have no motivation, you have to literally at some point say, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do these things that I have set as priorities. These are the things that move my needle forward in my business. You have to make that decision. And in doing so, you'll start to get this snowball effect where motivation starts to happen. The same thing is true too with, like, for me, working out. I'm never like, oh yeah, I'm so excited to work out until I start going. And then I'm like, this is awesome. Why don't I do this every day? And so I do it every day because it feels awesome once I get started. So the thing that is so interesting is, like I said, so many people say, I don't have habits. I don't have discipline. I don't have a routine. The truth is you already have that. But if it's not getting you the results that you want, it's time to start analyzing what that routine looks like. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? What goals do you want to achieve? And then start putting habits in place that help you to get closer towards those goals. I know this is a little ranty, but I think it's so important because, oh my gosh, motivation is created, you guys. And if I could just help everyone understand that, it would, like, literally change your entire life and your business. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, everyone.